Lori Erickson is helping us explore the influence of Norse mythology in our lives today on Travel with Rick Steves. She's written The Soul of the Family Tree, Ancestors, Stories, and the Spirits We Inherit. Lori is an Episcopal deacon, and the focus of her travel writing is often on the spiritual elements of the world around us. Hey, Lori, you were talking about these Norse legends and myths. Even though they're just totally mythological, they have some value. What's an example of that? What would you find as something you might even share as in your work as an Episcopal minister?
I would say Thor was the god who was most beloved by ordinary people in the Norse world. But I have been most fascinated by Odin, who was the father of the gods. Mm-hmm. And he was someone who valued knowledge so much that he plucked out his own eye in exchange for wisdom. He also hung from upside down on the Yggdrasil, the world tree, for 9 days and nights, also in a quest to gain more knowledge, in that case, how to read runes, the magical writing of the Norse. And so he's this fascinating character, slightly a negative side to him, but also, you know, this tremendous quest for knowledge. And we know him, actually, as Gandalf in Lord of the Rings. The image of Gandalf is obviously based on Odin, the wanderer with a staff who travels in disguise, who seems like just a bit of a bumbling old man, but then when he's revealed in his full power, everyone is, you know, amazed. So I would say Odin is really fascinating to me. And that hunger for knowledge is, there's something that really speaks to me in that.